The family of Dontre Hamilton continues pressing Milwaukee investigators for their conclusion. Did a police officer act justifiably, or should he be charged with a crime? He shot Hamilton 14 times at Red Arrow Park in downtown Milwaukee in April. The officer said Hamilton appeared threatening and put up a struggle during a pat-down. Hamilton suffered from a mental illness. One of his brothers is Damian Perkins. He told WUWM that his mom, and particularly his brother Nate Hamilton, take part in rallies to keep the case of Dontre in public view.
Dontre was a man of integrity. He had a great smile. He was quiet, but hardworking. Dontre's dream was to win a lottery one day and put us in a better position as far as how we lived. He was a great son, a passionate father, and he was very good with his nieces and nephews. He wasn't a violent person. If he had a problem, he would talk to his big brothers, and we would figure it out. When you had a conversation with him, his first words is, "How mom doing? How's the family? Is everybody okay? Is everybody all right?" And I wish I could hear that these days.
You being a big brother, did you worry about Dontre at times?
I was always raised up to understand that as we grow up, we may grow astray, but we have to understand that we are all our individuals. So we're going to live our life the way that we want to. And yes, when I did find out that he was diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia, yeah, it did bother me from time to time, but because of who I believe in, which is God, you know, it didn't hit me like that. I knew that God was going to take care of everything and that he had him covered. But I did have my moments where I just had to readjust to, if you want to call it, a disease. One thing that I do want people to know is that because he did have paranoid schizophrenia, he was never violent. When he had spells or heard voices, it was things saying that something was either happening to his family or something was happening to an individual that may be close by, and he wanted to help them. It was never saying, "I want to do something to himself," nor he wanted to put violence on anybody.
What do you think Milwaukee people need to know about folks like your brother?
Watching my mom have to make phone calls and running back and forth to one doctor to another doctor trying to get the medication that he needs, I think we as a people need to we shouldn't put people off to the side that have schizophrenia, that have bipolar syndrome, that have any of these type of diseases, and we should reach out and help. There are people as well, and we need to know exactly how to help them, because what happened on April 30th should never happen.
Your family wants the report on the police shooting of your brother released. What are your hopes and fears about that report?
Regardless of what the outcome is, it's going to cause pain. It's going to cause some type of pressure, whether it's good or bad. I mean, the fact of the matter is, Dontre ain't here. You know, whether the man is charged or whether he's not charged. It's not going to make me feel good one way or the other, because at the end of the day, he didn't have to lose his life. We've already been prepped by our attorneys that it may not go our way. And whether you say you find this man in wrong or not, just give us an answer so we can move on and move forward with what we have to do. You're dealing with a family, among other families, that cannot grieve. You know, we have not yet grieved. My brother's been dead 5 months. We have not cried our last tear. You know, it is awfully hard. And that's why you see my brother out there marching and protesting and rallying. Not to be violent, not to upset people, but to do it because he has no way of release, you know, and he wants justice for his brother just like I do. No answers have been told. No sorry for your loss have been said. And the people need to know the correct information. And not information that are put out there to give you an impression of my brother, which I believe are false.
There's no good outcome. Like you said, you lost your brother, but what do you think would be the best possible outcome of this whole matter?
The best thing I think that can come from this matter would be some way, somehow, we come together as a people. Milwaukee Police Department, or they say they don't want people to be scared of them. They're here to protect and serve. Well, we need you to protect and serve. There were people that wanted to do to tear our Brer Darrow Park, but my brother calmed that situation down. He told them that we are a non-violent family. So we want people. We want to be able to work with the people. We want to be able to go into, as they call it, the hoods, and talk to those that are. That don't have a correct way and be able to help them so the police won't have to deal with them type of people. We want to be able to make a way for a person that's dealing with a disease that can be able to get the help that they need instead of being pushed off to the side. Those are the things that I constantly think about as far as change. I can't bring my brother back, but what I can do is help somebody else. Help somebody, some little girl, help some young man, and be able to put them in position to be able to get treatment, to be able to get a good job, to be able to get a home, to know how to live with schizophrenia or whatever else. You know, that's what I want to see come out of this. Us being on one accord, that's the best thing.